קודם התחיל את הזמן. התחיל את הזמן, אז מיילס ונאס חוסוינס. אז דה מיילס ודה ישחדשס. אז דה חוסוינס וכל הסחולס קושס. This is really the zman to speak out. No, we're holding in Parshas Lech Lecha. אברהם אבינו, אבי האומה, אברהם אבינו. But he has a soul in his yoinus. And only through them he becomes אברהם אבינו. בעצם, it's a lesson and a message that the way that tzloch and ruchnius, the way the growth in ruchnius goes, the path of hatzloch and growing in ruchnius, and becoming a talmid chochem, becoming a choshev yid, and becoming ovois, the mahalach is only when you go through on nisayon, only through a hard time. Only when a person passes a nisayon and a hard time, he becomes a choshev person. Avraham Avinu, without passing a sor nisayonis, will not become Avraham Avinu. This is the Seder HaDvarim. To become Avraham Avinu, you have to have a sor nisayonis. When you pass the nisayonis, ato yodati, ki yor Elohim ato. And the nisayonis and Avraham Avinu, Chazal, the Mefoshim speak out, are all over. Leaving the house. Nisyonis of Ur Kasdim, everyone is against him. No food, he has to go to Mitzrayim. His wife is taken away from him. He doesn't have kids. He has kids, he has to give them over. The draw of the line that goes through Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu had a nisayon, Kiddush Hashem. He had a nisayon just to miss home. He had a nisayon, Kiddush Hashem, no, he just didn't have kids. He had a nisayon, things looked wrong. He had a lot of nisayonis. I want to speak about the nisayonis of learning Torah. It's nisayonis all over. Every day, a person has a nisayon. A person that feels that everything is going good to him has to check where he missed it. A person that grows in Torah, a person that becomes a Talmid Chacham, the only way that a person grows and becomes a Talmid Chacham is when he's over the nisyonos of learning, and he's over the shverkeits that a person could pass in learning, and when he passes all of these nisyonos, he becomes a Talmid Chacham. Starting in the beginning of Zman. You know, Zman started yesterday, maybe before Shabbos. But for sure yesterday it started. We have 5 months lefaneinu. A person could take these 5 months and decide he's growing b'teira, he's growing b'avodah, and after 5 months he will be a different person. think Reb Moshe Feinstein became Reb Moshe Feinstein overnight. I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky became Reb Chaim Kanievsky overnight. No. They worked. And they had it hard. And they had this yoinus. But they were meisar nefesh l'Torah, and they became big people. Person will come up to the Shemaim and they will ask him, so why are you not Reb Chaim Kanievsky? Say, me? So why are you not Reb Eliashiv? Me? Don't tell them, we're not speaking about all of your life. We understand, you come from a modern background, you had to go to work, we understand. Over the 5 months that you learned in Yeshiva, why you were not Moshe Nefesh L'Torah? What do you will answer? Fim now bis Aleph Nisan. Why you didn't learn? What is the shaykhis to your background? What is the shaykhis that you're not cut for learning all of your life? What is the shaykhis? What is the answer? When a person can't answer this, he doesn't have an answer. And when a person will take this 5 months and forget about everyone else around him, forget everyone else around him, and he will decide he's taking this 5 months and he's going to learn day and night, it doesn't mean that he can't speak. It doesn't mean that he can't eat. It doesn't mean that he can't sleep. But he's going to have 5 months of aliyah. Festus Dov. Friday, Shabbos, without a hefsek. Without a hefsek. And the 5 months will finish. He'll become a Talmud Chochem. He'll become Andere Zach. He will not recognize himself. It's not far. It's kilachar yad. No, but it will be hard. If one of them be hard, the person will say, okay, today it's hard, I'll try tomorrow. So he didn't grow nowhere. He didn't get nowhere. He's holding in the same place. If one of them be hard for him, he will even so learn, and even so he will push, he will pass the test. If a person fails and the Asor and Nisyanis, he doesn't become Avraham Avinu. He doesn't become Avraham Avinu. Every person has heart. Every person has Nisyanis. Because you have to know the Nisyanis is not for a second. I say, Alamo, when a person thinks that he doesn't have Nisyanis, I tell him, when you daven Shmonesra, you mechav an heavy word or your head flips off sometimes. When Shmonesra will go smooth, then you know that the Yitzhahor decided to leave go on you. Kozman and Shmonesra, you see that you can't even get 5 words without a visit. Why you think that the whole time he's not there? He's the whole time. Shmonesra, you know it black and white. Bo chato. You see it black and white. He doesn't let you to daven. He doesn't let you to learn. He doesn't want you to become a Talmid Chochem. It's the same Yitzhahor. He's fighting Keseder. The same Yitzhahor is fighting Keseder. Just, he changes it the whole time, but you will not realize. And there's different kind of Yitzhahor. There's a Shverkeit, you could not have a bed. There's a Shverkeit, you could not have a room. Shverkeit, you don't have what to eat. There's a Shverkeit in the Chavrusa. Then, everything has to work out. He makes the Suya to be very not clear for you. Just you're not happy what is going on. You're lost. After you stop to be lost, he organizes again the other starkeits. He the whole time brings you a star. The chokhmah of a person is to decide these 5 months I will grow even that it's hard. I will learn even that it's hard. I'll be a Talmid Chochem even that it's hard. When a person takes these 5 months and he decides he will learn by him. What is the yesod of that tzlocha? The yesod of that tzlocha is a person decides, or, you know, he wants to be maspik, to cover, to finish a masechta, to know gemara shetesfas, iyun, kiyas, add another perik to the extra time. But he said, these 5 months is coming out with a dovah shalom. 5 months. Friday, Shabbos, He's going to learn. Full stop. Chazanish writes down that was how big doilim. That were benani, or even less. V'ichlitu achloto nimretzes. And they decided a real achlote. I will become a Talmid Chochem. U'me'oisosho gotlu ve'osu peri. I was like, okay, you know, I'm deciding now why I will not see it. Because after my interview, the hour was in the dining room. Now, a person has to know it's hard. It's hard to learn the whole time. A person has to find ways how to do it. Some people could learn just chazed avud again and again, the daf, chazed iyum, to have what to do. Some person adds himself some limudim. Another masechta, another perek, if it's halacha. A person knows himself. He knows what he has a mishkha for. He knows what he has a feeling for. Every person has a mishkha and a feeling for different things. A person has to take these things that he has a mishkha for, things that he has a feeling for, and to fill up his day. What he's learning ben asdorim, what he's learning after his dorim. A person will leave it open. So you're right. The problem is alamol. I'm speaking very, very lemaisadik. The problem is alamol that the beginning is man, it takes time to get into the sugya. Speaking to myself, I don't know, different people. Yeah? It takes time to get used to it. There's a kriya, till you live it. Then it's smooth, then the mamish goes. But at the beginning, it takes a couple of days, nochamol, till you get the feeling, the right touch to the sugya. This is the Seder Advarim. Takes time to get the right touch to the sugya. So in the beginning, you don't take on nothing else. You don't take on externals. Because there's no time. I mean, after chazan the shir, after chazan the pkiz. A couple days into this man, either he does it, either he doesn't do it. But either way, it doesn't take his whole day. And there's a lot of... I heard once from a Talmid Chochem, I don't know if you're allowed to say it when it's recorded, that a yeshiva bocha that has time to stay shnei mikro v'echad targum will never be a god lador. If he's not behind in shnei mikro v'echad targum, he's not a god lador. He will never be a god lador. Here's from one of the gedolim. I'm not saying if a guy is behind because he has to keep up with different things, a chetnisht, yeah? But when he has time for shnei mikro, he's waiting for chavrus, he has to learn shnei mikro. Nebach. Nebach. It's nebach. If you see a bachar opening a chumash middle of Seder, I want the tear kriya. Because I know one more person for sure not a god lador. It's sad to say it, but this is the mitzias. A person has to have oil teira. If you want to grow, you have to have oil teira. And I'm saying again, forget about all you like, you have 5 months in front of you. 5 months of teira. You take these 5 months, you decide these 5 months, when I will meet myself in Aleph Nissan, and I'm saying again, it's the only day to start is now. 5 months. Straight 5 months. This year is even like Purim is Friday, Mamash doesn't stay. So it's Mamash. No Hefsek. No Hefsek. Why not straight 5 months? Like we saw a couple of times, I just want to say it over again and again. That snoche of learning and the siyah, that the shmaya of learning comes from ratzifus and learning. Gedolei Yisrael, I heard now, you know, Kanievsky was nifter. So one of the stories they said over that when she was a kale, so she came, she told her from Rabbi Yashiv, so she went for Shabbos to the chosn, to the stipler's house, to Chaim Kanievsky. So the stipler told him Chaim Kanievsky to go to pick her up from the bus stop. After 2 hours, she comes to the house. So the stipler asks, where's Reb Chaim? So she doesn't know. She never met him. So Reb Chaim ran to the bus stop. Reb Chaim was sitting there with the Gemara and learning. He was waiting for her. He didn't realize that she came. So they asked her if she didn't realize that it's Reb Chaim. She said she saw him once in an engagement. She didn't remember how he looks. So a minute, she saw a guy sitting and learning, so she didn't know. She asked if he's the chassid. So she went and she came to the stipler. Rav Shach. They say, oh, Rav Shach. Rav Shach would live in Yerushalayim, in Bnei Brak. He would live in Yerushalayim when he was young. So he went to Bnei Brak. He would go to Bnei Brak. And then he went to speak to the Chaznish and learn it. We go. So one time he came to Bnei Brak to Masada. He had to visit his daughter. And his wife told him, you know, his daughter was after Berlich Weiss. So he said, you know, when you go to Bnei Brak, take care of the daughter. He went to Bnei Brak. But in a way, he taught him a Sekut Kashas. He went into the Chaznish to speak it over to the Chaznish. Spoke to the Chaznish because for 2 hours he forgot why he came to Bnei Brak. So he went back to Yerushalayim. His wife said, he didn't go to the daughter. He said, okay, I'll go next week. Went next week. And it was planned. And after he would speak to the daughter, he would go into the Chaznish. But in the way, Mamash chapped the answer and it tells the Chaznish. So he just walked in first to the Chaznish. Kitzer, when he went, he forgot why he came to Bnei Brak already. So he came back to Yerushalayim. I'm trying to explain. You know, they say a famous Maaseh. The Besalevi, that Reb Chaim, Besalevi sent the Esrik from Eretz Yisrael to Reb Chaim to mention it. So Reb Chaim didn't want to use it. So Reb Chaim says the Shaila from Shvi's was a whole Shaila. Reb Chaim didn't say it clear over, but the guy that bought it knew that Reb Chaim. So he went over, the guy that bought it, went to Bisalevi, told Bisalevi that Reb Chaim is not planning to use the Esrik that Bisalevi sent him. So Bisalevi was sitting the whole night, and the whole cheshbon back and forth. 3 o'clock by night, he found a mahalach why he's right and the Esrik is good. So he asked, take him to Reb Chaim's house. He knocked on the door. It's Reb Chaim, you know? Reb Chaim said, just wash his hands. He said, I'll just say, Birkas HaTeire. And Ms. Halevi started to cry. He said, Ms. Halevi, why are you crying? He said, a person that's going to be the next God Lador is sleeping 3 o'clock in the morning. I know how the next door will look. So Ms. Halevi was crying. We don't have a soge. What has to be lektzach in learning? What has to be amoro shel Torah? What has to be a giyaso shel Torah? I'm telling you, it's only hard when you start. It's only hard when you start. After you start, it becomes easy. Sido siyata dishmaya. Sido siyata dishmaya. But a person has to mekabel olav ol teire. Responsibility to himself. He's going to learn story and story and story. If a person will manage to take himself to the side and say, I have 5 months are coming now. These 5 months I will grow in Torah. Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisyonos. And everyone was worse than the other one. And our door, I heard once from Rav Shach, Hashem, we think we're waiting for this big Nisyonos to come with the guns, and they never come. The Yitzhak doesn't need to give us big Nisyonos. He just, we're in a bad mood, we can't learn today. It's enough. He doesn't, I'm old, make you not to learn, he has to cut your feet. It doesn't help, he cuts your hands. It doesn't help. You get full with blisters. It's a whole matzah. He couldn't. Avraham Avinu, Shecht and Yitzchak, leave, jump to the fire. Bad mood, Avraham never knew what it is. And our generation, the Asolah Nisyonos are every minute. I mamish can't learn. I can't learn. I just can't. I just can't learn. Goes to sleep if he can't fall asleep. Yeah? He can't. But if a person will look at it, these are my Nisyonos. Everyone here, I've said it a lot of times, everyone is masking. And if the guy will come with a gun now, I'll be a yid, or I will kill you. How about I'll be a yid? No person will not. The problem is, the nisayon is, and teir is, not oymois. To sit and learn, and to be in debt, They say the Sforim is brought down, I think, the Chassidish Sforim is brought down. Really, it sounds the Malabar Kodesh, always the Nisayin of Lech Lecho. Va'avorecho, va'agadlecho, va'yebrocho. Hashem tells Avraham, go, it'll be gold. So, everything covered, all Klal Yisrael will come out of you. It's a Nisayin. Leave Terach, bends down to this piece of Geshke. I'm telling you, everything will be gewaldic. The first Nisayin for Avraham will be. If Hashem will come out to me, tell me, listen. Go there, everything is good. I'll jump. I'm waiting for Hashem to come to speak to me, yeah? This is the Nisayin for Avraham Avinu. So it's brought down that the Nisayin for Avraham Avinu was Lech Lecha because Hashem told him to go there, not because there it's worth more from here. To go there because Hashem said this is very hard. Because if everything is gewaldic, Dick, you go because it's gewaldic. The Nisayin in our day, while we're so schwache people, is to sit and learn when it's hard. The person gets up and he sees, oh, it's so hard. Oh, this is a really stark Nisayin. This is a really stark Nisayin. I said it a couple times. The Ger Rebbe said over, the Menachem, a little kid came over to him. Told him that I can't learn. I'm not chapping the Gemara. It's not going. He said, "Tell him I'm so jealous of you." He says, "I was born with a golden spoon. I'm Balkishrim. I have money. I know I'll be the next Rebbe. Everything is good for me. You have it so shvel. It's doch echud betzar yoisom yemer shalei betzar. So one day that you learn is 100 days of my learning. So in 3 days, you have what I have in a year." In 3 days, you have what I have in a year. I am so jealous of you. Echad b'tzar, Yisrael Meir Shalei b'tzar. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to grow. He's giving you the nisyonos. You can. It's a t'nai. Moses says in Brachos, don't say I told him I was a bacher, but I came to speak to him, I had nisyonos. Tom Chazal say, Eretz Yisrael v'teirin niknim al yedei Yisurim. So if a person is a lamdan, he knows, if you want to buy a house, and you run around the house, and you hug the house, and you kiss the house, and you jump on the house is not yours. If you make a mezekinian, it's yours. Right? But you really want mamish hugging the house, doesn't help, yeah? If you make a kinian, it's yours. Every lamdan knows this, right? Posh alephas. Teiren niknes al yedei yisurim. That's what a person does. When he has yisurim, he doesn't learn. Every time, in between the Yisurim, he learns. In the good mood days, he learns. In Chavrusas, when everything is new and fresh, he doesn't. Every time that it's hard, he pulls back. It's not nickname. He really wants. It's very bad for him. He danced whole Simchas Teiret every day. So what? He wants a lot of Zachar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Yisurim to have a Kinyan and Teiret. This is the way. So that why he does it? You know why he does it. Without that, it's not Teira. Maybe you will know the Cheshbonos. It's very cute. It's very nice. It's Gishmak. Hashem doesn't need you for that. He wants you to be Koine a Kinyan and Teira. This is what he wants you to do. To have a Kinyan and a Teira. To have a Tzloch and the Teira. Everyone is not one. There's not one person that decided to learn and doesn't have it hard. How much it looks that, oh, by him it's gewaldic, by him it's gewaldic, by him it's gewaldic. Chazal say, and I'm telling you, be a dear. Tzadikim nidme lohem kehar, Roshoyim nidme lohem kechut asayir. It looks to you, these people are having it so easy. You know how hard they're having it. Everyone has it hard. Everyone, by me it's really hard. I'm mamish. I'm struggling inside. I'm suffering. I'm jealous. And that. Yeah? Everyone is the same. And I'm telling you, everyone. Just don't see it. This is the secret to becoming a Torah. This is that sloch of Kinyan HaTeira. But the only way when a person will decide on himself that he's going to do it, and he will make himself a mahalach, how it will happen, he'll be matzliach. He'll become a Talmid Chacham. But he has to have a achlote. It's 5 months in front of me. I'm reading Baba Basim, what I'm doing Ben Asdorim, what I'm doing after supper, what I'm doing after night Seder, what I'm learning Friday, what I'm learning Shabbos. Person that doesn't decide it will have an easy learning. This learning will not bring him to a different madrege. This will not bring him up. He will stay in the same place. He will not be in a different madrege. To be in a different madrege, you have to push. You have to jump. When you push and you jump, you get there. But remember, it will be very hard. I've said it a couple times. Avraham Avinu goes to the Akedah. Chazal say the place is full with water. Up to his knees, up to his neck, up to his mouth, up to his nose. He says, Bo maim ad nefesh. Vayiger Hashem basotin. And he yells, and the water disappears. And Avraham goes to the Akedah. What would be if Avraham Avinu will give up in the middle? So it will be no Yitzchok, it will be no Akedah. Will not have all these miles of Klal Yisrael. But there's another thing that will happen. If Avraham Avinu will give up in the middle, you know what will happen? He will stay wet. Because his clothes were inside the water. He was soaking wet when he would come home. Because he went one more step, and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going till the end, Vayigar Hashem Basotin, the water disappeared. So he's dry, it was never water. A lot of people stop in the middle of the Nisayon. 11 o'clock by night, it's a terrible day today, they're just going to sleep, tomorrow will be a better day. And in bed they have 2 more hours, Gehenna. So like I said, Yisurim doesn't make a difference. I'm learning. He lives another 20 minutes. Pitom, the day was good. Because it was never hard. Hashem makes it to look hard. Everyone knows, the worstest things in the world, if you're in a good mood, you don't feel they're bad. And the best day things in the world, if you're in a bad mood, nothing makes you happy. This is the emes. The whole alma is alma de shikr. It only looks like that. It's not like that. This is the mitzvahs. Say, when a person, this is Hashem, during the winter, this is a time to be over the all different Madrekes and Chalokim, Ben Hashem, I want to go do all of the Pratim. But I'm saying, but the first thing, if a person decides, I'm taking 5 months, it doesn't make a difference to me, my friends. No, I'm growing these 5 months. Everyone of you is Madrege. I will be committed to Torah for 5 months. He will have a different kinyan. He could never get it in a different way. So, Zusammen, I'm saying, if a person habol etayr mesai moisri, habol etayr mesai moisri, pisru li pesach ki pitri shel machat ani etach lachem pesach ki pitri shel ulam. Don't think, oh, it's so hard. You just have to make this jump. It's very hard, even so I will learn. I'm saying, salamaisa. First is to decide, achlote, all of the sdorim, all of the days of the week, I'm going to learn shtauk. Aleph, Beis, to find what to learn. I'm saying Be'emes. Person doesn't make a plan what to learn, he could schlep his day. He knows what he's going to learn Friday, Shabbos, Ben Asdorim, when he's on his own, when he walks. He has what he's learning. And the third thing he decides, even if it's hard, I will look at it like the God. I will look at it like the one that wants to stand me. I said already a couple of times, this ma'aseh. Saying it to myself, the mechazik myself, tchilas hazman. That when the Chofetz Chaim, the daughter of the Chofetz Chaim, says over the ma'aseh, that she was sitting in the room of the Chofetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim ate every day. He was very poor. He would eat a piece of bread and a cup of tea. But the piece of bread was not a fresh piece of bread. It's very expensive to buy a load of bread in that days. So he would buy from the baker. Today, you know, you just give it back to the bakery. In that days, he bought the leftover from yesterday. So it was dry bread. And it was dry bread that was not even a full one, that had broken the oven. So that was like the cheap shiva cheap. This Chafetz Chaim could have afforded. To buy that bread, he would buy that bread, his wife would buy his bread, she would give him a cup of tea, and he would dip it in the cup of tea, and this would be his breakfast. Every morning, the daughter of Chafetz Chaim says, over the smaisa, she was sitting in the room, she was a little kid, and one day they didn't have enough money in the house to buy the bread. So the mother, the wife of Chafetz Chaim, her mother, walked in with a cup of tea without a piece of bread, just serving tea for her mother, for her husband. And she was tearing, she was crying, you know, she only could serve the Chafetz Chaim a cup of tea. She can't serve him with what to eat. So sad. And the daughter says, the Chafetz Chaim picked up his eyes and he sees she's coming in with a cup of tea and she's tearing. The Chafetz Chaim gives a bang on the table. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want, Yetzer Hore. Du willst, you want as Yisrael Meir ve Nishlernen Teire. You want that the Chafetz Chaim will not learn. Yisrael Meir ve Liyolernen Teire. Gets quiet and the Chafetz Chaim gives another bang. Ich weiß was du willst. Du willst, you want Yisrael Meir ve Nish Zayin HaGadol be Yisrael. Yisrael Meir ve Liyol Zayin HaGadol be Yisrael. And you know what came out? Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim came out of it. He didn't have any sign of a gun. He had any sign, there's no money, there's nothing what to eat for breakfast. There's nothing what to do. But he looked at it, someone is trying to stop me from being Chafetz Chaim. I will be Chafetz Chaim. If a person will manage to put the fight like that, he will grow and he will get very far. Very far. But a person has to say it to himself. And I heard, now is the beginning of Zman, the Yitzchatshus. But don't think the Yitzchole, you know, he has his rights. Yitzchatshus, very hard in the beginning. It gets easier, Yitzchatshus is not there. The Chochmah is, take the Yitzchatshus, try to carry it on even when it's not the beginning of Zman. And every time it goes, wow, beginning of Zman, it's much easier to do from the end of Zman. But it's so hard, you're not used to the Masech, the Chavrusas, the Oilam, it takes time. The Yitzchatshus finishes, it's not hard anymore. But no Yitzchatshus. If a person will take these two things together, will push them, that is the Hashem will grow and will become Talmidei Chacham.